Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jolis back on the show. Rob is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy and a former Xeroid, just like me. The author of one of my favorite books, The Way of the Road Warrior. Also his new book, How to Change Minds. I think that's the new one, right, Rob?
Yes, it is.
Rob Jolis, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. By the way, that How to Change Minds is my first audio book, too. And when you're writing books for people who persuade and sell, they're not the biggest readers. So I'm real happy to have one because I keep getting emails that they can listen to. So
right,
I'm happy about that.
Good for you. So, right, let's talk about something you talked about recently yourself. Well, you talked about, you exposed the fact that more is not always better.
Yeah, you know, this, Jim, I write articles every 2 weeks, and this one got a lot of attention, got picked up by a couple of different outlets, and I was hoping it was, because I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. You know, you get a lobster tail, but one's good, two's better. You have friends, two are good, four better. It's sort of the way we think. More
right.
seems to be better.
Right.
But is it really better when we sell? That's my question.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, right? And if you've got a customer that won't let you make a profit, another one just like that is not good.
Well, yeah. And how about when we're acting? Now let's take it to the line of persuasion. When I'm trying to persuade you and I've got a very powerful argument as to why you got to keep Rob Jolis in that brain trust, is three arguments three times better than one argument? And here I'll answer. The answer is absolutely not. It isn't. And Jim, if you want to watch this topic on display, if you saw the last debate, you saw it on that Republican debate because we've never gotten political in 15 years,
right.
And we're not going to get political now. I'm taking my political hat off and just analyzing those figures on stage. Why did Carly Fiorina jump? Just skyrocket in the polls. How did she clearly win the debate? She won the debate because she subscribes to the fact that more is not better. She was succinct.
Mm-hmm.
She was on point. She had one good piece about teamwork, about people, about politics, and she made it.
And she delivered
shut
it.
Shut up.
And she
yes,
delivered
sir.
It.
She delivered it, and she stopped
yep.
talking.
Yep, yep.
Now you look at the others, they would deliver it, and then they'd say, and I also did this, and I also did that. And oh, by the way, as they worked their way down to the less and less important topics and ideas, they were fact-checked and attacked because of things that they really didn't mean to put into their argument.
Well, and she knew that she was only going to have so much time. With 11 people on the stage, even Trump only had so much time. And she knew that, and she said, this is how much time I'm probably going to have. So she did her homework there. And that's what salespeople need to do, too, because when you show up, how many times have we shown up, Rob, when we know we've got 30 seconds and we got to, in 20 seconds, we got to figure out how to get another 90 seconds?
Yeah. Well, boy, you said that one well. I work with pharmaceuticals as an example. And when I first come in, they're trying to want me to teach them how do they say all about their product in that 45 seconds walking backwards with the doctor walking towards them down that
right,
hallway.
Right.
And we did just what you said, Jim. We said, we're not going to cram a product into 45 seconds. We're going to cram, we're going to have a conversation about making a compelling argument as to when would be a good time for you to give me 15 minutes to earn your trust
right.
and talk about a product if it fits. You know?
That's right.
It's instinct versus logic. Instinctively,
right.
we try and cram it all in. logically, we don't. Logically, we make our best point, and we just stay there.
Well, more is better. When you say more is not better, it also, the other side of that is make sure that you're fighting the right battle. And this comes back to something you and I learned, you know, 101, and that is don't try to close the sale when all you're trying to do is close for an appointment.
Bingo. You know, there's three decision points a client goes through. The first one is, do they actually want to make a change? So why don't we close for that, right? And if somebody says, if I say, are you committed to making a change? And, of course, we don't lead with that. We have a conversation.
Right.
And somebody says, yes, great. Then all we're working on is the next decision point, which is let's figure out what it's going to take to make you happy.
Yep.
And when we think we've got that, we look at the client and we do it again and say, do you think that's what it's going to take to make these changes? And if the client says yes, bang, then we put our product in. And
yep.
The third decision point is the easy one, which is, do you think my product just took care of what you said you were looking for when you said you wanted to make a change? Bang, bang, bang.
There you go, folks. You heard it right there from Rob Jobless. He and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.